This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. On the final weekend before Election Day in the United States, leading politicians fanned out across the country, trying to excite voters to get them out to the polls. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Many analysts have said it depends on who turns out in force that will determine which party has control of Congress after the midterm elections. Vice President Kamala Harris in Chicago says Democrats have been keeping their promises to try to help lower-income families, a mandate given by voters 2 years ago.
When you vote, it's kind of like putting in your order. This is what I want from my country.
Former President Donald Trump, campaigning in Miami, says it's the border.
To stop the invasion on our southern border. It's an invasion, like a military invasion.
President Biden, his wife, former Presidents Obama and Trump have been on the road all weekend pushing for candidates in some of the key battleground races. I'm Jackie Quinn.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Sunday night arrived in Egypt for the COP27 summit. Sunak reversed a decision to skip the conference that had drawn criticism at home and abroad. Meanwhile, a UN report warns of a record rise in sea levels as world leaders gather for the climate conference. The UN's Weather Agency's annual report shows the sea level rise in the past 10 years is double what it was in the 1990s, rising by 0.2 inches per year. Outgoing conference president Alok Sharma said countries had made considerable progress, but more has to be done.
The worst flooding in Nigeria in a decade. This year, the worst drought in 500 years in Europe, in 1,000 years in the U.S.
But the absence of two of the world's biggest polluters means many are doubtful the talks could result in any major deals. This is VOA News. It's Monday in North Korea, where forces said they would respond to joint exercises by the United States and South Korea with, quote, sustained, resolute, and overwhelming, end quote, military measures, its state media reported. The warning came following a spate of missile tests by North Korea last week, including four ballistic missiles on Saturday, while the United States and South Korea conducted their biggest ever Air Force drills. U.S.-South Korea joint drills have long sparked strong reactions from North Korea, which sees them as rehearsals for an invasion. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said that if Iranian drones were not supplied to Russia, Ukraine would already be closer to peace. Zelensky said he discussed the increase of pressure on Iran in a telephone call with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. This is as the Washington Post reports the United States is privately encouraging Ukraine to signal an openness to negotiate with Russia. The U.S. State Department said Moscow was escalating the war and did not seriously wish to engage in peace talks. The newspaper cited unnamed sources as saying the request by American officials was not aimed at pushing Ukraine to the negotiating table, but a calculated attempt to ensure Kyiv maintains the support of other nations. Pakistan's former prime minister says a protest march towards the capital will resume Tuesday, despite his being wounded by gunfire last Thursday. AP correspondent Naomi Shannon reports.
Speaking from his wheelchair in Shaukat Khanum Hospital, the ex-leader, who was wounded by gunshot in an apparent attempt on his life, called out to his supporters. He demanded an investigation into the shooting and the resignation of three powerful members of the government and the military whom he alleges were involved in staging the attack on him. Khan was ousted from office in April in a no-confidence vote in parliament. He organized a march to pressure Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif's government to hold early elections. His protest march was peaceful until the attack, which killed one of his supporters and wounded him and 13 others, and has raised concerns about growing political instability in Pakistan. He has since been discharged from hospital and moved to his home in Lahore. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Israel's outgoing prime minister has issued a plea for national unity days after he was defeated in national elections by the former premier Benjamin Netanyahu. In a memorial ceremony for the assassinated prime minister Yitzhak Rabin, outgoing prime minister Yair Lapid warned of the deep divisions plaguing the country after the fifth election since 2019. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.